So has anybody heard the creepy laugh they're supposedly
in? Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's why I took it out of the bedroom.
No, I was in bed, and all you could hear was in the kitchen, tee-hee-hee.
That's why I took mine out of the bedroom.
I thought they were supposed to be fixing that.
Yeah, they fixed it. They fixed it, but when it went off the first time, I was like, what the fuck was that?
It was like, mine
that's all
said,
you hear is, tee-hee-hee, and I'm like,
I read too many creepypastas for that shit.
I don't sleep well. And it's on a big book.
Do not kill Mike. He is the color of his shirt right now.
Hey, I know how he feels. Mine's set on the headboard right above us.
There's a big Bluetooth speaker hooked up to mine.
Oh, wow, so it's loud.
So it was like,
no wonder why you heard it.
And I was like,
Your house is saying,
this is Christy's tee-hee.
Well,
yeah, no kidding.
When that starts laughing right above your head.
Oh, fuck no.
I came out of bed. And I've got a 1911 Colt 45 that sits next to
my bed. Don't shoot, Alexa.
I come out of bed, grab my gun, and I'm in tactical.
You need that headboard thing where you're like, oh, God. Shotgun.
You pansies.
I just pulled the covers over my head.
Do you think anybody anywhere has shot Alexa?
I thought somebody was in my house.
I have an alarm for that.
I'm in an apartment. I don't have an alarm.
I don't need an alarm anymore. I have Alexa, apparently.
That's
the problem, is you set your alarm to the laugh mode.
That
you
shit.
See, Joseph laughs at me, but every time I ask her to do something, I say please, and then like once a night, I go, Alexa, thank you. So when she becomes my robot overlord, she's going to remember who was nice.
Guess what?
Okay, you're joking about that.
Alexa actually prefers
one of the
males.
Last things that Stephen Hawking warned about was AI and robots taking over.
And then they killed him. They killed him. Is it too soon? Too
Alexa
soon?
And Siri got together.
Too soon to make Stephen Hawking death jokes?
Oh, my God.
The one I keep seeing is the whole Stairway to Heaven thing, and then him like, what the fuck?
No, Stephen Hawking
That's
would have
funny.
Found that fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he would have. He had a sense of humor, and he would have found a way to, you know, take over that stairway, get his ass to heaven, and go, really? Okay, cool.
No, because the moment he was dead, he didn't need a wheelchair.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because you
Did
don't
you
have
see
a
him?
Physical.
Have you seen him?
Hey,
have you
they
seen
might
him?
Have an elevator.
I thought the elevator went to hell.
Well, if there is,
no, you don't have.
No, they have a fireman's pole to hell.
If there is any kind of afterlife, Stephen Hawking would be very surprised because he's a hardcore atheist.
Yes, he was.
He'd be like, "Huh, well, this is fitting, and I can't get up there."
Well, I guess I'm fucked now.
All right, curl my ass up.
He wouldn't want to go up there anyway. There's nothing up there.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Mr. Bean, but I will never forget this one stand-up of his I saw, and he had, like, his little devil horns, and he had a clipboard, and he goes, yes, welcome to hell.
I remember that one.
He goes, yes, all the murderers over here. Yes, adulterers over there. And where are all my Christians? Yes, sorry, fellows.
I'm afraid the Jews
were right.
He goes, atheists? Are you here? Yeah, you must feel a right bunch of nitwits. I watched that stand-up, that whole bit, so many times. Oh,
it's
man.
So fucking
Bean
funny.
Bean is...
Well, it's not Mr. Bean. It's Rowan Atkinson. He has these sketches that he does. And each one is funnier than the last. And then it ends up with him playing drums with no drums. He's like a janitor, and he's sweeping up. And then you hear the sound of drumsticks rolling across the floor, and there's nothing there. And he goes, picks them up, and he goes, doof. And he goes and he plays these drums that aren't actually there, and it's just it's amazing. And you're sitting by the end of it, you're going, oh my gosh, that's totally badass.
Hello and welcome to Roll and Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast, Dungeons and Dragons editions.
Apparently we're done.
And we're all here with our new fancy microphones, so if it sounds better, yay. If it sounds worse, oops.
Blame Mike. Mike wasted a lot of money if it doesn't sound better.
Somebody blame both of us. Cause
somebody will be getting some returns if it sounds worse.
Yeah. Hope you kept that Amazon shipping label or whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
So what's going on with all of you D&D nerds today? Yes, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, too.
Some
all
of you bitches didn't wear green.
I had a kilt on at one point in time,
Yoda,
but I changed.
Yoda's green.
Not green.
Leprechaun hat ring.
But we know he's green, right? It's not easy being green.
All right, well, I have a podcast recommendation. There are There are, I think, officially 47 million true crime podcasts.
No. Yeah, it's like an epidemic. It's like, you know, for the longest time, every time you blink, there was a brand new CSI or a Law and Order. Yep, now it's true crime podcasts.
But there's a good one because it's done by two stand-up comedians. It's called Small Town Murder.
And I think I've heard of that
and
one.
And they do, it's been like at the top of the iTunes charts ever since they've been recording. But
we ever been on that chart?
No.
We have to commit a crime first.
If they have the bottom, we might have been on that one.
So we made the chart. Yeah. That's all I want to know. We made the chart.
Aww.
We'll get there.
I'm just wondering, you know, do we need to commit a crime to have a true crime pod? Do we need to
Dude,
have
I would a series not, of crimes? I would not make it in jail. I would not make
You're
it.
You're too pretty?
I'm too pretty.
I understand.
But anyway, Small Town Murder is the name of it, and they're comedians. So they're talking about actual crimes, and they give the real facts, but they also are funny while they're doing it. So I don't think I could listen to one where it's like, and then he severed her head.
That's funny. Oh, God, Mike, you are hilarious.
But it doesn't like make fun of the victims or the families or anything. It just makes fun. Mainly they make fun of the towns because how stupid the people are. And,
oh, yeah.
And
like some of the people in those, they're like, dude, how could you not know your neighbor who was digging up their backyard every night was hiding bodies or something, you know?
They garden.
He was looking for night worms.
What? Night worms, they fish.
One of the recent ones that I listened to, they tricked these people into confessing with a fake lie detector test. They said, "We know you're lying." Okay, yeah, I did.
Which is ironic because you can't actually use a lie detector test to determine innocent or guilt. So, dude, he's gonna fake
that,
one.
But you have to be licensed in order to give them.
Yeah,
true. Yep. But yeah, I've been listening to a really good podcast as well. It's called Darkest Night. It's another like horror sci-fi serial that I've gotten into.
I thought it was Batman related.
Darkest Night.
And that would be actually Green Lantern, not Batman.
Green Lantern has a voice like that.
Darkest Night and Brightest Day.
Oh, that thing. No, I was just talking about like you know you Dark know, Knight he's going Batman. Darkest Night because you know it's like more intense. Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, and it's really cool. It's about the premise is they're seeing the last visions of dead people. So it's this girl that works in a science research lab, and like it's every day it's like a new severed head, and they have to pop the eyeball out and take the fluid out of the optic nerve into this little box, and they see what's happening. It's like really crazy. It's really cool.
Sounds cool. Yeah, I've been watching Critical Role because they've started their second campaign not too long ago. So rather than first campaign went on for like 100-something episodes of like 4 hours each.
That's a lot.
That's a shit ton.
Yeah,
that's a metric shit ton.
I started watching it on season two, and it's really long.
It is, but it's
also a podcast. If you don't want to just sit there and watch it, you can just listen to it.
True, but they're voice actors. So these are professional voice actors. They're all doing like strange accents or something about each character, and it's just really cool and entertaining. So whatever next character I do is probably going to have some stupid accent that I'm going to have difficulty.
I will say having a character that has a ridiculous accent is so much fun, but sometimes you get stuck in it, like. Yeah. I used to play Serafina, my Ravnos, in our Clarksville World Darkness game, and it got to a point where I was accidentally slipping into a really bad Russian accent all the time. And I was like, whoops, sorry.
I could probably do Australian pretty easy if you do that, or maybe...
Oh, blooming onion!
Or Irish. There's always Irish, because of course, it's, you know, St. Paddy's Day might be good to do Irish the whole time.
I can just do Southern or Trailer Park.
Oh, yes, I see the distinction.
Do deep gruff really well for Bart.
I can do English and bad English, or really bad English.
English, bad English, and really bad English.
Trilingual, very good.
So now you've kind of heard the voices of everybody who's here, but really quickly say your name so the listeners know who's here.
Okay. David.
Dan.
Christy.
Wait, did you hear me?
Joseph. Vincent.
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, good. Getting used to the new mic.
And what were we doing last time we played?
Getting ready to die.
No. We were coming up with a plan of how to face the Iron Warlord and kick his iron ass.
And where were we?
I was wanting to drop shit.
We need
shit
to be in a volcano because we can throw his ass in one.
No.
You were on the little island like 20 miles off the mainland.
Forgotten toys?
Yeah, the island of forgotten toys.
I want to be a polka dotted elephant.
And by the way, you can't talk if your mouth is like way past the microphone because it totally doesn't pick that up. If you're like up here, no, not gonna work.
He's trying to eat so he can go like this. He's hiding from the microphone now.
Just eat it.
Fucking celery. Who brings celery?
Get right up on the microphone and chew that celery.
It's like celery.
You have your mic off now.
Potato chips.
No, it's on.
It's on.
Okay. I still can't hear you. You have your mouth closed.
Yeah, we're still getting the use of the microphone. This is weird.
It'll take some getting used to.
I'm going to end up headbutting it before too long, I swear.
So you're on the island and you had disposed of the people that you had brought with you.
What, disposed? That just sounds really bad.
We resettled the refugees. That's way different than disposing of the people.
Disposing of the people. I would never dispose of Lauren Hill.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
All right, and so... And then you had concocted a plan, so...
I don't remember what the plan was, though.
Did we actually come up with a plan?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
I think your plan was... Kill the Iron Warlord. That was the
plan. That was the plan.
It's more of a goal than a plan. It's a broad goal. It's a long term. Well, goal. You know, you've got short term, near term.
Well, the significant
that
thing
has
that
always
happened was
been
the whole,
Deidre's plan.
Well, the significant thing that happened was the ownership of the staff kind of moving from Lady Athne, so that she's no longer all psychotic, and now Bart is psychotic.
Well, no, I
we don't know
some,
he's psychotic yet.
You still got some twitches.
I still got some hangovers from the fact that the staff is still in existence. Apparently.
And we haven't actually even spent a night since that's happened, so you might find yourself not quite so
coherent.
No, not like quite so wanting to kill elves and steal stuff, which is what she's having going on.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you know, then that means Bart's going to be completely fine, right?
So far, you've seen no evidence that this has affected him in any way.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'm still my cuddly bearded self.
You're never cuddly.
You've always been
a very
totally
pleasant
cuddly.
Asshole to most everybody.
Bart is totally cuddly.
Let's see what it does to me.
Come
to
here, Bart. Let's cuddle. Come on. Come on.
Belly to belly.
All right.
They match. They might make sparks.
At least from the belly. Though. Yeah.
We are not giving it to the evil monk.
I am not evil.
You act evil.
That's exactly what an evil monk would say.
That's exactly. What did you want to murder last time? Everything.
When you arrived at this island, you wanted to drop stuff on the people here that you had not even met yet.
Just like eggs and stuff.
He's the kind of evil that will talk in the middle of a movie.
No, I think the problem we're having here is David's evil. Shumash isn't. It's a problem of... connection between player and character.
Yep.
There's a line blurring here that we need to sever.
We need to sever David?
Wait, what? No.
You've got enough kids, right?
I've got one.
Snip.
We're going to do a vasectomy right here.
Right here on the table.
It's going to be pretty hard to do, too.
It's not that kind of table.
Not yet.
Right.
We got some rubbing alcohol.
We're not going there. I've already had that damn surgery.
You know what the difference is?
Then you don't need it again. Yeah.
You know what the difference is between a regular table and a surgery table?
Uh-uh.
About 2 pints of blood?
No, God.
All right. So, what are we doing? What's happening?
Let's drop a rock on him.
To go commune with
him. Well, we haven't slept yet. I say we do that.
Yep.
So I'm going
to
go meditate.
We're going to have some kind of plan, so it's probably a good idea.
All right.
Plus, we have to help everybody get...
Are you coming up with a plan right now, or are you going to sleep and come out with a plan in the morning?
We're going to sleep on it.
I'm going to meditate on it.
All right. I need everybody to leave except Bart, then.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Can we go out that door yet?
No.
I'm in the room with him. Do I have to?
Yes, you have to leave because this is...
In his brain?
Yes.
I'm going to take my beef jerky with me.
You may take your beef jerky with
you. And my beer.
And this won't be very long, I don't think.
Come on, paddle game. Remote control.
I need this lamp.
Yeah, don't go far. Don't go far. This won't be very long, I don't think. Unless he gets... Okay, go ahead. Where do you put the staff of lore when you go to sleep?
I'm going to hold on to it so Athene doesn't come for it.
So it's physically in your possession while you're sleeping?
I'm going to hold it just like this right here.
All right. You have a dream or vision... You're not really sure which it is, but you see the Iron Warlord walking through the caverns that you just left from previously, where you went and got the artifact that Athi turned over to the Order of the Arachnid. And he has in his hand what appears to be that artifact. He's walking. Did you ever go into the room with the tower? You did, and the artifact was not.
The artifact was already gone.
Okay. So he is.
This is going to have to be that thing telling me it's the artifact.
Okay. You just know that it fits the description that Athene may have given you, or you probably see the spot. You saw the spot where it went on the altar, and you know that it looks like it fits into that spot on the altar.
Okay.
And he is walking up the spiral staircase to the top of the tower, and then he puts the artifact back in the spot where it was and just stands back and looks at it. And you, the staff some way communicates to you without words that it can teleport as the spell teleport anywhere that it's showing you. So if you wanted to actually go to where he is, if you think that actually is where he is.
Just me? Or
no,
everybody?
As the spell, so.
You teleport all of us.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you want to ask before we pause and let the other people come back? And like I said, you're asleep at the time this happens, so you don't know if it's a dream or a vision.
There are a ton of things I want to ask, but I'm scared to dabble with this thing too much after what I've seen it's done with her. So I think at this point I'm going to let it reveal what it wants to reveal a little at a time.
Okay. Well, if that's it, then the vision fades and you wake up.
Okay.
And it's like the middle of the night. It wasn't morning, so.
Okay.
Anything else, or should we pause until they come back?
So they come back.
Okay.
Yes, there was. It's on the shelf.
All right. So we are in bed. All of us are in bed together.
We're all in bed with
we've changed the format of the podcast completely.
To be honest, we did just crash, we just land on an island. There's probably no beds for us.
It was all part of Scar's plan from the beginning.
What happens to you when you wake up?
I'm going to crawl out of our bed, and I'm going to wake after.
Do you try to do this without waking Deidre?
Yes. Oh, wait, no, I'm the pervert.
Your passive perception sucks, right?
It's a 10.
Yeah, you were able to do that.
But wouldn't that be a con save? Not wake up from sleep?
I think it would be like a dex roll for him to try to stealth.
It's going
to
be stealth for me.
Because I imagine she's like an octopus.
I could roll a 1. I rolled a 2.
Did you wake her up?
So, yeah, it wakes her up. If her passive perception is a 10, I rolled a 5.
Okay.
For stealth.
You wake up with him getting out of bed.
Hang on.
I got to pee.
Okay. I'll roll back over.
Wow, I'm glad we had that interaction.
That was heavy. That was deep.
Really, that's all you want. That's all there is.
Are you sleeping in a web suspended somewhere upside down? How the hell are you sleeping?
Where are any of us sleeping?
Well, there are. They're
in the boat.
There is no, inn here. You could be sleeping on the boat, or you could just be making a tent. It's very warm here, so you can just sleep on the beach if you wanted to.
I'm pitching a tent. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's the middle of the night. It's not morning, so there is no morning wood yet.
If Daphne's willing to make a web hammock, for me, that'd be cool to sleep in a hammock, between some trees.
You might have trouble getting out of it. That stuff's kind of sticky, right?
It doesn't have to be. It shouldn't have to use a sticky web.
I'm
mean,
sure
it may
it's
be
not the first sticky
it.
Thing he's been in.
It may be sticky when I'm done in there, but it won't start off sticky.
If we well remember, there was that pulling web off of his face the entire time we were in their capital.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was.
He did go to the Arrakis whorehouse.
A lot. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have definitely done something to take my mind off of everything. So if you wanted me to whip you,
yeah, that'd be cool.
And I probably would have done.
Did you say if you wanted me to whip you?
No, we've.
Oh. Okay.
Crack that.
I mean, that's okay too.
It's not. I'm sure, that's an offer that he would not refuse.
I get that.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, so I would call another tree.
Can I reach you from where?
No. Why would I make it?
A little closer, please.
Move your microphone closer.
Closer.
You're soft-spoken.
I will use a message to communicate with her, Lady Athene.
Will that
wake you up from sleep, you think?
It's in your head.
I don't know. Do you want to wake it up, or you wake you up, or do you want to be, perceive it like it's a dream?
If you don't want it to,
her passive perception's a 16.
Oh yeah. Well, you you had it.
What Bart? What?
I need to speak with you.
What's the matter?
The staff has shown me the warlord. He has the artifact, the one that you sent for protection. It's back where we got it from. The staff says it can teleport us all there.
I don't know if I trust that staff anymore.
Did it ever steer you wrong? Did it ever lie to you?
Well, no, it never lied, but it has ulterior motives.
I understand that, but if we know the warlord has the other artifact and is there, can we not strike out and destroy the Iron Warlord and capture the artifact at the same time?
Wake everybody else up.
As you wish.
Wake up! Oh, no.
Good morning, little island off the coast of wherever we were.
It is 0800 hours. What does the O stand for? Oh, my God. It's early.
Love that movie.
Yep.
Why in the hell am I being woken up?
Because it's morning-ish.
I thought you didn't sleep anyway. You just meditated.
It is sleep for
and
me.
And he's still bitching about it.
So here
I
is...
I'd wake you up, Star.
All right.
You're over there in the tree.
So here is the issue. The staff has shown me that the warlord now has the artifact that Lady Athene sent to be hidden. He is at the tower where we just left. The staff can teleport us there.
While everybody is getting woke up, I would have went and found... can't remember their names anymore.
The person who was here on the island? Or?
No, the leader of the group.
The order thing?
The order of the Arachne.
They didn't come here.
That's who you sent with the gemstone.
They took the artifact.
They're dead.
I thought at least some of them should have.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, somebody probably may be here with it, yeah.
They're pretty much dead, I would imagine.
Or they
betrayed you.
I would have talked to. I would have tried to get them to confirm what Bart is telling us.
We've been here with you, my lady. We don't know where they are. Last thing we knew,
clear crack. They have a way to get information around.
Yeah, but it's not magical. They have to communicate normal ways. We can try to find out. We'll need to leave the island. We'll need a way to leave. Do you have a boat?
No. Apparently, we have a stick.
Yeah, apparently we have a stick, and we have some airships too to take.
Okay, Deirdre is wiping her face and clearing the sleep. Okay, so wait.
Oh, I have another. Okay, no, I have another idea. I've got sending. So I'll do a sending spell to the person.
Clear Crane?
Yeah, Crane.
Actually.
Clear Crane. I thought that was a weird name, but that was the name. That was her name.
It was something Crane. I remember that. Okay. Were we told in the group that the two artifacts were not supposed to be together?
No, I think somebody just kind of thinks that.
But does the whole group know that?
I've told everybody.
Okay, I was making sure I wasn't confusing what Christy knows and what Deidre knows.
I specifically said that the staff wants
to be reunited
with the jewel. And I didn't tell y'all, but I made that as a leap of faith to the fact that the staff seems to be kind of evil. So it's probably not a good idea.
Okay.
So yeah, you send a short message of 25 words or less to the creature. The creature hears the message and recognizes you as the sender and can answer in a like manner.
Okay. And what is the message you're sending?
It's on the same plane.
Unlimited. Nice.
Not even the same plane. You can cross planes.
Nice, because I was going to try to use clairvoyance, but it's got to be within a mile.
Is the jewel safe?
And this is a message to Clear Crane.
Yes.
You don't get a response.
The party you were trying to reach is not available at this time.
Yes.
If you feel you've reached this number there.
I'll ask the same question. I'll cast it again and ask the same question of the owl, the polar owl.
You get no response from her either.
Dead, 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 okay. Dead.
How about you try sending it to the Iron Warlord?
I think I got another message for him.
It would be funny if he answered.
He'd be like, ah, yes, hello, my lady.
I do have
this. This is a stupid idea, unless it works. I'm just saying.
Okay, so back to the meeting. She's like, I thought we weren't supposed to put them in the same room with each other.
Well, I thought the warlord wasn't supposed to have either of them.
I thought it was protected.
Well, then if the warlord's not supposed to have it, why are we going to show up and more or less hand it to him?
So we can kick his ass?
Oh, I would love to fucking kill him.
What's stopping us? We have a means to get there, the ability
to to get there by the thing that has turned Athene almost inside out in her mind, and it just decided to tell you, hey, I can get you there. How are we supposed to trust that thing?
Yeah, it might send us supposed to not take that risk?
It might send us on United where we'll get beaten up. I'm just saying.
Or they'll shove Scar's dog up in, like, the baggage rack.
Yes, or send my dog to another place instead and get the baggage all mixed up.
Yet another sponsor.
This message not brought to you by United Airlines.
What if they break my cello?
United Elven Airlines, yeah.
By the way, go to our website, click on Drive Through RPG, and go buy something there. We haven't done a commercial in a long time.
That's right, yeah. We more.
The choice is yours. I say it's foolish for us not to take the risk.
I think it's foolish to take the risk.
You don't have to go.
To do take the risk?
Yeah, I know.
You know, foolish has never stopped us before.
Where's
so
the staff gonna take us?
To the tower. It can take us to any place that it's shown me. And the only place it has shown me is that tower.
How close?
In the room that the warlord is in.
Wait, to the exact room he's in?
The exact room that he's in.
Oh, that's just a bad idea.
Look,
in general.
He killed hundreds of my people. I want him dead more than any of you. Well, maybe not Deidre.
You get the dirtiest fucking look out of her.
I said, well, maybe not Deidre. Hey, he killed my friends. I know he killed your family, but he tried to exterminate part of my race.
He's wronged all of us.
I agree.
There is no doubt in that. I'm still unsure.
I've got a can here. It's called Whoop Ass. I really think we should pop the top on it.
Where'd you get that? I've been looking
out
for
of
some
bag.
Oh, that's mine. I was wondering where it went. Yeah.
I don't deny that it's probably about time we faced him.
Good. Well, so it's decided.
I'm saying I don't think the staff should be our means of getting to him.
So I totally have to create the magic item, a can of whoop ass now.
Is it day or night?
Was it day or night? It had to be
night. He was in the middle of the night, yeah.
Middle of the night. It's dark there.
You've been up for a few minutes, but it's still dark.
You know, if you want to wait, but we can just go ahead and go there and kick his ass.
Everybody get everything ready. We leave in an hour.
Wait,
you know, what are we?
Boat or are we teleporting?
And you know from previous experiences that the staff time is not really...
This is my first time dealing with it.
Well, Lady Athene knows. It could be in the past. That could be in the future. What it was showing you, you don't know.
So we're taking a 50% chance of them actually not being there.
Yeah, but I'm not using just the information that...
And we're taking... Yeah, but we're also taking another chance of going there and just handing him the staff while he just murders all of us.
Well, he would have to do that, and I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
And if he does, Danny, help me create him, just so you know.
That's something that we all need to agree on.
Can you scry out any other rooms in the tower that would be a better approach under secrecy?
Not without using the staff. The staff strictly told me they can only take me to a place it sees. I can try, but I have not... the temptation, you do not under... Well, you do understand the temptation to use this staff.
And we all know evil artifacts never lie.
She understands. She just doesn't understand how to defeat that temptation.
I can try. I think I can control it. This is me and her talking. Me and her.
In other words, you're not there.
We walked away. No, we walked away because he said everybody get their stuff together.
Okay.
I can try, but you know the signs if things start to go wrong. Already feel,
and if you don't, I'll punch you in the mouth.
I already feel a really severe urge to start beating this warlord senseless for what he's put us through, and that's very uncomfortable for me.
Well, I don't know if that's the staff or just what we've been through.
Well, that's true. It could be either.
You have already attacked him.
You're right, I have.
I'm not there, though.
Do you want me to try?
I can't order you to do that, Bart.
No, but you can ask me to. And then it's my decision.
Well, it is your decision either way.
Then I will try to use a staff.
Okay. Well, you know, as this, like the spell, you all have to be together. So if you need to get...
No, I'm not going to use it for teleportation.
Oh, what are you going to use it for?
To scry on that location.
All right, you need to make a wisdom save, DC 18.
There's a 19 on that portent right. die.
All right, and then you're scrying that. On the location of the...
to try to find a place to come into where we're not... I'm going to look at where the artifact is supposed to be.
Well, you've actually been in this place, so you...
Yeah, but you told me that the staff could only teleport me to a place that it saw.
Right, but you know what's around there.
Yeah, but I need to make it show it to me so it can teleport me there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to do that.
When I zoom in on the place that it said it was there, is it there and is the warlord there? At this point, I've beat it. I have control of it right now. However tenuous that may be.
He is there. He's standing at the door looking up at the tower. He does not
below the tower.
He does not have the artifact in his hand, but he's looking up at the tower.
So I go and look at, I'm going to move the scry to where the artifact is.
Mm-mm. It's not there. The altar is there, but the artifact is not there.
All right, I break the link. All right, so the artifact is not there. Let me rephrase that. The artifact is not in the place it showed me. The warlord is there.
Okay.
I can get us in the tower or outside of the tower. Your choice.
Well, I just thought of something else, though. My sending spell I was using to contact the Order of the Arachne, they might be taking my order a little bit too on the nose.
Where'd you tell them to shove it?
I told them not to tell me. So they might just not be responding because of that.
No, what I told you before, don't listen to that.
You
now.
Did order them not to tell you where it was.
but that's not, I didn't ask them to tell me where it was. I just asked
on second thought, the order given by Lady Athene was probably not the correct
one. I was under distress. I just got to fucking...
So we'll get the group back together, I guess, in an hour.
Well, I've been hanging out there. All my stuff's already together.
So, I did scry on the place with the staff.
It is getting close to dawn now.
I would have told you beforehand. I don't think we should trust the staff to take us there. I think we should go by airship.
Okay. Are we there now?
Yep.
How long would it take us by airship to get there?
Not very long. Was it 20 miles?
Yeah.
Not very long at all. As you are making your preparations to leave,
By tower. What tower are we talking about?
The one it was in. The artifact was
where
in.
Where the elf pearl was. The we one gotta, under yeah, there. It's just in the city.
People that you've been staying with start sounding an alarm. Like they're not very organized, so I don't know what their alarm might just be. Hey, something's coming. I don't know what.
Coconut.
Yeah.
they even have a bell.
But anyway, something's happening. Anyway.
Damn,
well, let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. There are warships coming in your direction.
On the sea? By sea or by air?
Airships.
So what if by sea? What if by air? Two.
They
air?
Are airships.
Any heraldry on them?
Let's do rolled perceptions and give me what the best one is.
Nope.
Since I assume everyone will be looking to where they are.
Yeah. Oh. 11.
Perception.
16.
I'm giving myself a
that's
guidance.
That's a good point. I didn't. I have a 15.
20, I mean.
You got a 20?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah. Modified 20.
20 and 23, you see a flag on there of Silvercrest.
Is that good, guys?
Yeah.
So it's Silvercrest. Silvercrest warships.
So we have another way of getting to the Iron Warlord if we want to.
Well, you had your own airships already.
I know.
But they, like, sit down in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting through a bunch of, through a whole army, you know, without being destroyed before we land.
And then smaller boats row to the shore, and you see Captain Leaf.
Is Michael rowing the boat for
shore? Yes. No, Captain Leaf is rowing. No, he wouldn't be rowing his own boat.
No, he would not.
So he gets out and walks onto the beach.
Does he do like the MacArthur walk where he walks
through
the water?
Yes.
You know, I have returned.
These guys are very pompous.
Or just like the John Woo movies where wind is blowing his cape back.
Captain Leaf, it is good to see you again.
Back up.
We have just engaged the enemy.
You have never met him.
Oh, I've met him.
He's never met you.
You're absolutely right, but I've met him.
Greetings, my lady, and he looks at you oddly. Maybe he just thinks maybe he forgot you or something. We have engaged the enemy, and we have repelled them somewhat, but then some minotaurs got involved in the battle, and we had to flee ourselves.
Have any of the other nations joined you?
Yes, everyone, including the stupid dragonborn. They were the hardest to convince to fight. Those guys are a bunch of...
I thought that even the gnomes...
The gnomes are enemies. No, they're on the other side.
Yeah, I was going to say, the gnomes.
It was the halflings that were like, no, we're not.
And actually, they are not helping us either.
Yeah.
But the humans, tieflings, dragonborn, Twi'lev.
So is it safe
Khajiit, changelings.
Is it safe to try to fly in to the city?
To the town of Thrum?
Yeah.
Well, there are minotaurs there. So I don't know how safe that would be. Their warships are more powerful than ours. That's why we couldn't really defeat them. But we were told that you came this direction, so that's why we came to look for you.
Oh, you found us.
What do you suggest we do next?
Well, Captain Leaf, I'm thinking a surgical strike is in order. We need to cut the head off the snake and kill the Iron Warlord.
And where is this Iron Warlord of which you speak?
He's in the...
anybody who knows more about that dish.
I forget the name of the temple that we went in.
Val.
The Temple of Val. There's this hidden entrance in the bottom that leads to an underground vault.
Would this be the Temple of Val in the town of Thrum?
Yes. Well, there's a tower inside.
But that's...
It's 10 miles. You have to enter there. But there's another entrance.
There's another entrance.
But we don't know where that is.
I know where it is.
North of town is where we were in the battle, and we ran off the elves, but then the minotaurs showed up, and we fled, and we're not sure where the minotaurs are now.
So we need a recon mission.
If only we had a way of being able to see what things were going on there without actually having to be there. Oh, wait, we just did. We know where the Iron Warlord is.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get there. If the staff can do it, fine. If the staff fucks us, we'll deal with it then.
Getting screwed by a staff sounds painful.
Happens all the time. Trust me. You're using the flu, but it's fine.
Tell that to the girl Joffrey got.
Okay, here's the plan.
Who's Joffrey?
He screwed a girl with a staff?
You don't remember the big bedpost in that one episode?
I apparently blocked that out of my mind.
The two prostitutes?
Like most normal people
Moving on.
Yep,
moving on.
That's Game of Thrones. That's not canon here.
Okay, if we're going to use that staff, we need to
we're not using that staff.
I dropped my leprechaun ring.
Captain Lee, do you think it's possible to have another attack on their location? Not to take any ground or anything, just to be used as a diversion.
We'll do whatever you think we should. We're always ready to fight and die if necessary.
Not all so right. much
well,
used to us if
you
die.
You do understand that we have a 10-mile hike once we get inside to go through that tunnel.
Yeah, and all the traps.
I do not
believe we should go through the tunnel.
Apparently Bart is not concerned about the battle. He's concerned about the walk afterwards.
No, I'm worried about us taking a long time to get to the warlord.
No, what I'm thinking is we use a little bit of deception and illusion and walk right through their own lines.
So we all, dress up as Iron Warlord's troops?
Yes.
Okay.
And then with a little help from magic,
Sure. We infiltrate their lines during the attack.
Is that something you can do? Alright.
There's our plan, Stan.
Okay.
Mike.
So you're taking all of your airships as well as the...
Well, tactically, it
might
be best
to... Let's leave one here to guard the island.
Might be best to leave maybe the biggest one to be able to get people out.
And...
We need the fastest one to get us in.
Captain Leaf has 9 airships.
And we need to probably a few as distractions.
And his are specifically warships, so...
Ooh, fancy.
But against the Minotaurs, they're going to have a rough time. So we need to get us in there as quickly as possible. And if that means that they drop us off and then retreat, then they drop us off and retreat.
Well, I'm thinking a ground attack would probably be the easiest way to get in.
Yeah. But, I mean, getting there, I mean, airships tend to get spotted.
Well, a lot quicker.
Probably just, you know, they're up in the sky. People can spot them. But if they can drop us off, somewhere a little ways out and we make our way to the entrance, I'm fine with that.
Or if we just have some ground troops attack, and then we...
Distraction, on the ground. Either way...
So what's happening? What are
either
we doing?
Either way, many of you are probably not going to survive. The rest of you definitely won't survive. Wait, is that not the way to give a speech?
No. It's generally not how it works.
Who lets Scar give the speech?
What are you looking for?
Whatever that was, it was making a vibrating sound.
Sorry, Scar left his stuff.
Ew, gross.
So are we going to be in the back of the pack when we head there, or what? How are we going to get in there we get to the battle?
Did I not explain the plan?
He just wants to drop eggs off of boats on people. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
You didn't draw any kind of map or, you know, maybe some...
So, without being too specific, because I don't have the... battle's not happening right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Our forces are going to attack their forces on the ground. During the fighting and the intermingled melee, we will use magic to disguise ourselves and join the other side. When they start falling back, we will fall back with them.
Okay. I wouldn't...
Or, we build this large wooden horse.
A badger. A wooden badger.
You, Sir Galahad, and I leap out of the rabbit. You, Sir Galahad, and I jump out of the... So perhaps if we built a large wooden badger.
I'm coming!
Run away! That's not copyright infringement if we do half the movie, but it's all ad-libbed, right?
No.
All right, cool.
As long as it's, what's the word?
Parody?
Parody, yep. Yes.
Oh,
we're totally
yeah.
parodying a parody. So,
oh,
yeah. That's good.
All totally, yeah.
So you good over there, Bart?
Yeah. I said, if anybody else has any other plans that sound decent, now's the time to say them.
Speak now, forever hold your tacos.
So, Iron Warlord, I'm just saying, does anybody have any rust monsters?
He's not completely made of metal.
I'm holding the staff. It's showing me now that by airship and ground hours, it's going to take too long. It's showing him in the caverns as we speak, and he's alone. I don't know if we can trust it or not. It's what it's telling me.
I don't think we can.
I think it's worth taking the chance.
What chance?
Of killing him?
To trust
I'm
the evil
starting
artifact?
To get on. I'm starting to be on Bart's side
which
here.
Evil artifact. All the artifacts we've dealt with have been evil. Let's get us
the
there and do the best
not
we can.
Evil.
Your robes are not evil.
Have you seen how they look on me? I'm going to say exposed. Now, granted, I probably could close them up. But but look at...
You forgot about anything, didn't you?
Orb. Can the orb make the staff tell the truth?
How come no one else thought about that?
Because she's the only one crazy enough to know that. That's genius. Or crazy. Either one. No.
Both.
Not sure. Could be both. Why can't it be both?
They are both artifacts.
Tis true.
In normal circumstances, I'd say probably not. But
Mike seems to be making a decision here.
You can bust the zone of truth out and I can ask it again.
If you put the Vorb on the staff?
Oh, my God. I have to tell the truth. Damn it.
I would point out to Bart that you have not overtly asked any questions yet.
I just did.
No, the one time you did was when you looked at the tower and there was no artifact and he was in the tower.
Oh, yeah. What was your roll then, by the way, just now?
I just sent it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the buzzing.
It's better than trying to send a note back and forth.
I don't know. At this point, I think there's a breakdown with technology. Yeah.
Did you send me this note? Did you feed the dogs?
No. No. I rolled an 18 on my
dice.
Speaking
of dogs,
right,
we forgot about the pack of dogs we have now.
Okay, you're good.
No, I thought we
Are
left.
Are we bringing all of them too?
Well,
I thought we left them back there.
They're very large. Yeah,
did you bring them on the airships? No one said you did.
Yeah, we would have. If we could get them on there, we would have, because I have plenty of food in my bag of holding people.
Yeah, I'm sure other people on the airships are very thrilled about that.
Look, you want dogs or do you want mice and rats to eat all your food?
So what are you going to do with the orb?
I swore I had it.
Attach it to the staff.
It's a zone of truth.
Make a jumbo artifact.
Okay, I zone of truth. Thump.
Okay, you're going to have to save again if you're asking another question.
Absolutely. What do you want me to ask it?
Guidance.
You know, I had the idea, but now I don't know what to ask. What, can we just ask it the exact same?
I'll ask it whatever you want me to.
Where the warlord is right now.
That would be a good... Yeah, ask him where he's at.
That is my question. I failed my save.
Nope. I'm going to use my lucky to have him re-roll that.
I didn't realize you could use that on other people.
Yep. I didn't either until I read it over the other day. You just re-roll the d20. So whatever the...
That one was a 1. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 2 on the 20-sided and a 1 on
so
that.
Yeah, so
maybe
let's go ahead.
That's a 20.
Yes, thank you. Luck. I would rather be lucky than good any day.
So the staff says, he's where I just showed you, jackass.
Oh, God. The staff's pretty adamant. He is exactly where he said it was.
And very polite.
Right? And he called Scar a jackass.
I love it.
See, well, tell that fucking staff it was an asshole.
No. The next time I'm talking to the staff is if we're going to have it teleport us.
All right. So let's use this dick pole to get us there.
I don't know if that's an insult.
I can have it put us in the room where the angel was.
Is it still there?
I know where the room is.
Yeah, but does it?
But is
yeah, it just showed me that corridor.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Why are you being snippy?
No, it was not.
Why is everybody that touches that fucking snap?
Dick pole. It's a dick pole. It makes people into dicks.
Are we going or not?
Oh, yeah, by the way.
It's not what a dick pole is.
You're angrier now, even though you made your saving.
That's where I'm going, man.
Yeah. I say we use it.
We need to either shit or get off the pot. As my pa used to say.
I already shat back there.
I say we use it. I mean, let's just get it over with. Let's get him. He's alone. Right. Let's do it.
So, out of character, let's go ahead and do this so that we can roll up new characters after this.
I don't want to roll up a new character. I
don't
like
either.
I make us all look like his henchmen.
Okay.
Ah, yes, we're henchmen.
All right. I'll trigger the staff.
Somewhere out of the way so that it's not obvious.
I'm a hench wizard.
Yes, my lady.
All right. So, we're going to... We seem to be at a key point here, so we're going to end this episode.
Could I address Captain?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're about to go after the Iron Warlord. Keep attacking.
Do you want us to go back?
Do whatever you can.
Go back into the battle?
Yes. And
we just retreated from. We're all going to die, but we'll go back.
You said you didn't care if you died. Your words, not mine.
Of course I care if I die, but I will die for the
Go talk
cause.
To my father and round up whatever men you can here.
Okay. I'll do that.
Good luck, Captain.
Tell my people to fight to the very end.
Tell his people to fight at the very beginning.
Dragonborn are a bunch of asses. Anyway.
Hey.
Otherwise, they'll take that literally and not fight until the end.
Until the end. And then they'll just drop eggs off of your boats at them.
This is going to be a short episode, but I want to stop here because we're about to...
That's why their population is so small. They keep dropping their eggs on people.
Do something kind of major, so we'll stop this episode here. And you got to come back next time to see what happens.
Bye.
We're gonna die.
Bye.